ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be asking an important question, and that question is related to the Hajj pilgrimage, the pilgrimage to Mecca. As you know, we are in the month of Zulhijjah. This is the month in which a lot of people have been blessed with the opportunity of performing the pilgrimage to Mecca, which, as you know, is one of the, you know, pillars of faith, as they say, along with the ritual prayer, the fasting in the month of Ramadan, and also the, you know, the jihad, enjoining the right, forbidding the evil. It's very significant, as you know. We have numerous verses in the Holy Quran which allude to its significance. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, "And it is the duty of mankind towards Allah to make pilgrimage to the house for those who can afford the pilgrimage and the journey to it." And Allah says, "And proclaim the Hajj to people. They shall come to you on foot and lean camels from distant places." And he also said, "And complete the Hajj and the Umrah for Allah's sake." The question we want to ask today on our session of The Key is, what are the benefits of the Hajj? You know, what benefits does Hajj have for the person who performs it? There are a number of different benefits for the person who performs the Hajj. And some of these benefits have been alluded to in the hadith which have been narrated from our A'imma alayhim as-salam. By way of example, in one hadith we read the following. This hadith has been transmitted from Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi as-salam. He said, "If someone asks why he commanded the pilgrimage, it is answered, in order for people to perform the journey to it, for Allah mighty and exalted, and ask for increase in addition to the benefits it has of understanding religion and relating the reports of the Imam to every side and region." This is probably, you know, an allusion to the fact that when people gather together in the Hajj, you know, from all over the world, it's a good opportunity for propagation of the Maktab and the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, to transmit the hadith to them, and you know, try to, you know, guide people, you know, from of other faiths and in other of other sects within Islam to the way of the A'imma alayhi salam, show them, you know, the way of the Imams alayhi salam. And then, you know, ask them to take this gift to their respected lands, and to, you know, or even also not necessarily that, but to, you know, transmit these hadiths of the Imams alayhi salam to people at this time, and allow them to, you know, take them with them to their respected lands. Obviously, this was in a time. This was at a time, you know, obviously when the means of communication weren't as easy as they were today, but nevertheless, Hajj, it still has this benefit even today. This is one of the philosophies or reasons behind the obligation to make pilgrimage to Mecca. In another hadith from Imam Sadiq, it's been reported that he said, "There is no place dearer to Allah Most High than the Masa, the place of running between the mountains of As-Safa and Al-Marwa in Mecca. For every overbearing person is lowered and debased before him there." Right, so this alludes to the fact that one of the reasons for the obligation to make Hajj is the acquisition of humility and humbleness before Allah Ta'ala. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the philosophy of the Hajj in the light of the Ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.